Hi guys, and welcome back to another Lovin's episode. In today's episode, I'm going to be answering a question that someone asked in the comments box. And that question was, how many toys can be connected to the Lovin's remote app at the same time? Well, I'm going to try and answer that today, so let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, someone did ask me the question of how many toys can you connect to the Lovin's remote app at the same time. So what I'm going to do is turn on all my Lovin's toys and connect them to the Lovin's remote app and see how many I can use at the same time.
Okay, all my toys have been switched on and I'm opening the Lovin's remote app. Remember to make sure that your Bluetooth is switched on before you open the app. Give it a second to load and it should start displaying my toys in the top right hand side. I've got four switched on at the moment and it's picked up two so far. The third one's been added and now so is the fourth. With all four toys connected, I'm going to click on remote at the top of our screen. As you can see at the bottom of the screen, there is four different widgets that you can move up and down the page like we do normally when there's one toy connected. Now comes the question, how many of them can we control? So far, each one has vibrated. So how many of the features can we use on the right-hand side of our screen? The first one I'm going to start off with is loop. And I'm going to start making patterns with the widgets on the bottom of the screen. You will also notice that each widget has a name of the toy that you're controlling underneath. So all four of my toys are vibrating at the same time. The next thing I'm going to click on is float on the right-hand side of our screen. And this feature lets you set and hold the vibration of the toy. And if I set them all at different heights, they should stay where they are and vibrate at the same speed. They're all working and vibrating as I expected, so the next thing I'm going to click on is local sync in the bottom right hand side of our screen. I've clicked on local sync and it's saying I can only use it with the Max 2, Keller, Nora and the Sex Machine. Now I don't have my Max 2 switched on at the moment, but I am going to go and get it and see if it connects. Okay, so my Max 2 is switched on and I'm going to click on the top right hand side where it says four toys. Although the toggle for the Max 2 is switched on, I'm going to turn it off and turn it back on again just to make sure it reconnects. It says that it's been connected, so I'm going to go back to the main menu and click on remote again. It does look like two of the toys have been disconnected, but we've had four working already, so it should be okay. Now I'm going to click on local sync like I was going to in the bottom right hand side. From the looks of it, this feature lets you control two toys together with the Max 2. All you need to do is highlight the second toy. I think the most important question here at the moment is, can I get the other two toys connected? As three of the toys are vibrating and two are not. So what I'm going to do is click on the menu in the middle of the page where it says five toys connected. And I'm going to highlight the grey toys. As you can see, their floating widgets are on the page and they are vibrating when I've moved them up. So there you have it, five toys have been connected so far. What are the other features we can use whilst all our toys are connected? What I'm going to do now is go back to the main page and click on patterns. I'm going to select one of our patterns at random and I'm going to see if all the toys are vibrating, which they are. The final feature I'm going to check is the music feature to make sure all the toys vibrate with the music. Once in the music player, I am going to select one of the songs at random. As you can see, the music's playing and the toys are vibrating. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button. And for those of you who do doubt that the toys are vibrating, I've added a small section of video that I've recorded with my other phone, just in case you don't believe me.
So there you have it, all my toys connected to the Lovin's remote app, and I could control them all at the same time. If I have inspired you to buy a Lovin's toy or an additional Lovin's toy, then there is a link at the top of the description. It is an affiliate link, it doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Lovin's profit if you choose to buy something. That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. And if you've got any comments, come and hit me up in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.